Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary Milewski is a cybersecurity expert, formerly of the Department of Homeland Security. He's also the operating partner of Stony Lonesome Group at smartventurepartners.com. And Gary, I'm glad to have you back on the program. Tell me what has happened. It seems to me only a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the U.S. government hammering Huawei. Am I correct in the stories that are coming in front of me in the last 2 days that we're pulling back a little bit from that hardline approach?
Actually, it's a little bit of house cleaning because they don't want phones in the U.S. Or networks to go down.
Right.
Because, yeah, they've given them a little reprieve, but they ordered, an executive order ordered Google and others to not do business with Huawei, who's well known to have back doors and maybe spying on us.
So when you say backdoors, for folks who aren't familiar with it, that means that they deliberately program in ways that the consumer and that the government may not be able to detect, that they'll be able to steal data, eavesdrop, shut down phones and phone systems. It's not what you would expect if you're a paying customer to receive.
Exactly. And by the way, they make hardware. I mean, their story started years ago with copying Cisco's gear. And I'm talking about network gear for switches. And they've been in that business for years and they got in a little trouble for it. And then they had to remove code and documentation that exactly mirrored the Cisco Catalyst switch series that makes most physical networks run across America. So they've done a lot from the beginning, and they've been known to have employees who may have been working for the Chinese government. Ren Zhengfei, their CEO, is famous for not sharing enough intel with the U.S., as his military career experience with the Chinese government may have been significant. His daughter, Meng Wanzhou, is the CFO, and guess what? She's still under house arrest in Canada.
Okay.
And it's related to, you know, maybe working with Iran against our wishes. The list goes on and on. The company's in a little bit of deep trouble with the U.S. right now.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves the idea of free trade, but there's got to be a dose of reality that some of the actors who you may be engaged with aren't on your side in the long run. So this idea of putting Huawei on the blacklist once the waiver is up, you think that's the right move?
Yeah, and I think they may extend it 60 days. The problem is, you know, Google has to take out the Play Store and Google apps from people's phones, and that does harm U.S. consumers,
Right. Which,
of course, they want to give them a little more time to make a transition, and maybe cell phone providers will offer deals to switch. It's interesting because the CEO of Huawei himself has said that he hands out Apple iPhones to his family and friends as gifts, and he loves the Apple phones, and that it's really not much of his business, even though it's, you know, a multi-billion dollar business with about, I think, 48% of phone shipments outside of China. And, you know, we're one of the big subscribers of their phones.
Mm-hmm. Since they've been a bad actor for a long time, which is why the U.S. is worried about Huawei and this 5G mobile technology advancement, what do we do to solve this? Or, I mean, do we need a complete emancipation? Or is there a way to navigate through this, negotiate our way through it?
Well, great news. I mean, from companies like Ciena and Cisco and others, we have our own gear for 5G. We have our own networking equipment. There's, you know, U.S. and Canadian companies that have exceptional technology. So they're a leader at 5G. You have to admit Huawei is a leader at 5G, but
Right. That
also means they're going to be a leader at eavesdropping over wireless.
Yeah.
So we have to replace them with more trusted brands that aren't going to backdoor and allow eavesdropping by other nation states.
Do you think American companies are catching on to this and care enough about the long-term potential problems, national security-wise and their own security-wise, or are they just looking to make money in the short term and don't care?
Well, Yeah, no, I think they do care. And, you know, I think Intel, Qualcomm, they've had to hinder delivery of chips, which affects their revenues to yeah. Huawei to comply with this executive order. And it affected Google, who used to have this slogan, do no evil, but took that down. And, you know, I mean, companies will eavesdrop you but put on you and put it in their documentation or put it in the end-user license agreement and call it consumer analytics, right? But at least they're documenting it and you can sue them. But if they're not documenting it and they're having back doors, we shouldn't be doing business with them until there's a way to validate that there is no way to be spied on by another nation state's large company, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, it's really interesting, Gary. I remember working in the Senate. I was a little naive carrying around my government-issued cell phone and BlackBerry, and it was annoying because since I had to be on the string constantly to the senator and the staff when they would say, hey, this has got to stay outside of this room. And then you'd walk down a hall and I'm thinking, man, my phone is so far away. I feel disconnected. But when you actually start investigating this and you realize that people with nefarious motives can hack into those phones and eavesdrop, record, track you, that's scary stuff.
Yeah, just to balance the conversation, I mean, Facebook got a phone call from Apple because they were calling the GPS functions too many times a second, draining the batteries.
Oh, wow.
Why does Facebook need to call the GPS function, you know, 1,000 yeah. times a second to know every step and every motion you make? And to them, it's to monetize you and turn you into the product. But I agree with you 100% that, you know, the phone has a microphone, a keyboard, a webcam, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, NFC. It is a accidental spyware device, but it's also a great little pocket computer. And in the right hands, the tools that run on it are great. But in the wrong hands, if we install the wrong stuff, you're absolutely right. The phone shouldn't be near us when we're having a confidential conversation.
Yeah, it feels like something bad is going to happen, which is going to put us all on notice. But so I'm glad we're sending up the warning flares. Gary Milevsky, formerly of the Department of Homeland Security and now with Stony Lonesome Group at smartventurepartners.com. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.